By the way, I've observed a lot of people descend into a feeding frenzy due to perceived lack of progress. For every one property I've purchased, I looked at approximately 30 to 40 possibilities. I know there's a tendency to get frustrated with the process early on, which often leads to making a decision to buy based on panic rather than evaluation and qualification. Why can't I locate good properties? Or, why haven't I bought anything yet? Are complaints I've heard a lot. Time and patience to locate and evaluate properties is part of the process. I should also mention that I'm not, nor have I ever been, a professional real estate agent or broker. My background is mainly high tech, and I was lousy in math at school. If I can do it, anybody with an interest in real estate and patience with the process can too. The price range for all my properties to date run between $115,000 and $180,000. All were below the seller's initial requested sales price due to heavy negotiation, which included expenses paid by the seller for transfer repairs, things like new water heaters, roofing repairs, etc. Five of the properties had equity at closing, which I used to pay expenses or buy additional property. Based on the model I use and the structure of the mortgages, one unit out of a two-unit duplex or two units out of a fourplex will pay mortgage, insurance, home warranty, and taxes, and includes a monthly expense budget equivalent to about $100 per two units in one duplex and $200 for four units within a fourplex. My sister-in-law still manages all the San Antonio properties, and a friend who lives there handles the properties I own in Fresno, California. I reached agreements with both that allow them to learn the business of property management and investment while allowing me some flexibility in compensation. They both get paid, but at rates lower than a professional property manager, since they are just now learning the business. As their knowledge and experience grow, so will their compensation. I plan to include both in future partnership-type property deals once I feel they've acquired a good baseline of knowledge. In effect, I'm able to share the wealth, not just financially, but professionally as well, as they both begin new careers. However, my analysis always includes standard rates for the property manager in case I ever need to use these services either at close or at a later date. Since my current inventory is 2 to 4 units per property, I use the typical 10% of monthly rents collected, along with half a month's rent for a new tenant lease, and assuming at least one new tenant a year per unit. Management fees for commercial property, such as a 50-unit apartment complex, are based on a different fee rate and schedule. I plan to use a model of compensation that will encourage the property manager to retain good tenants, eliminate trouble spots, and ensure no deferred maintenance. Currently, I own 7 multifamily properties. From the day I bought them, they spun off cash flow. They also have lots of appreciation potential. By the way, there's something to keep in mind that I didn't know before I started buying rental property. Estimated cash flow made prior to property acquisition and based on information from the seller and other sources is almost never equal to actual cash flow. Some expenses are higher, like taxes and make-ready. Other expenses, like monthly repairs, may be lower. Since September 2001, I've doubled my net worth by investing in real estate and recovered the nearly $750,000 I lost in the stock market. And where the stock market was concerned, I learned the importance of actively analyzing stocks and reaching my own decisions. This was a major departure from the past when I relied solely on the advice of a broker. The method of stock acquisition and management that I now use has grown the worth of my portfolio 20% since September 2001. Not only do I depend on myself, I respect the decisions I make. I give credit to the cash flow 101 game, which helped me to adjust my mindset and perspective. Explicitly getting near real-life experience with my own decision process that I would refine and take from the game into real life, I was able to view and structure deals creatively and to my advantage. Within 6 months of buying property, I paid off $30,000 in credit card debt. Today, I'm close to tripling my net worth.